弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters。
感谢主的恩典，让我们可以一起在星期五晚上聚集在一起来敬拜真神。
Thank the Lord for His grace that we can gather here on Friday night to worship Him。
今天晚上，小弟现在奉主的圣名跟大家来查考主借你口所说的话是真的。
Tonight, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share a topic: the truth.The word of God in your mouth is the truth.
我们现在请大家翻开《列王记上》第十七章。
Let us turn to First King chapter 17.
我们先看这一节《列王记上》十七章的第二十四节。
First King chapter 17 verse 24.
十七章二十四节说：“妇人对以利亚说，现在我知道你是神人，主神借你口所说的话是真的。”
24. Then the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is the truth.
那这是撒勒法的寡妇她经历了神的恩典之后她对先知以利亚所说的一句很重要的话语。
This is what the widows, after she has encountered something that's serious and what he said to what she said to Elijah.
主要是她经历了神的恩典。
That the most is she has experienced the grace of God.
她也看到从神来的权柄，能够让死人复活。
She has seen the authority from God that God can revive a dead man.
那这些恩典这样的权柄都是神借着先知的口所说的。
All this grace and authority, God has used prophet. God has speak through the mouth of a prophet.
所以他现在真的相信神借着他的仆人所出的话语是真实是真理，也就是说他所讲的都会应验。
Now that the women believe that the word of the Lord in the prophet's mouth is the truth, whatever happens will happen.
我们从《列王记上》第十一章开始呢，我们就看到以色列选民的国度进入了另外一个黑暗的时期。
So we have seen that from First King chapter 11, then in the time of kings that the chosen people of God has been in experience the darkest period.
从所罗门王他离弃神开始。
From the time when Solomon had forsaken God.
他在年老的时候没办法坚持对神忠诚的心，他去随从外邦的各种偶像。
When he became old, he cannot follow the heart of God, and he followed to worship the idol.
因为他的心被这些外邦的女子诱惑。
Because his heart is affected by the Gentiles.
所以这也告诉我们，我们一个人年老的时候，我们要特别谨慎保守我们的心。
So here it says, when we grow older, we have to protect our heart.
第十一章《列王记上》第十一章的第四节特别强调所罗门年老的时候，这些妃嫔呢，诱惑他的心是随从别神。
So all this in First King chapter 11 verse 4, it says that all these temptations are from idolatry.
是妃嫔诱惑他的心。第十一章第四节。
Is affected from the concubine.
因为他没有办法跟他的父亲大卫一样在神面前存一个完全的心。
Because he cannot keep his heart like his father, King David.
所以他的心不完美，就是他没有办法专心的依靠神，他的心偏向偶像，各种偶像去了。
His heart is imperfect because he cannot worship God alone, and he is idol worshipper.
那所以。当我们一个人年老的时候呢，其实我们的心容易跟随这个世界上各种不同的花花绿绿的世界，所以我们的心会离开神，不是只有年轻人的专利。
When we grow older, we might tend to follow the trend of this world. Then it is not just the youth.
我们知道年轻人会遇到很多的试探引诱。
And we know the youth will be affected by many temptation.
但是年老的时候，我们一样有同样的危机。
When you grow older, you might be in a dangerous situations.
因为当我们年纪老的时候，我们对许多的事情可能不再那么坚持。
When we grow older, you're not persistent on many things.
因为我们觉得好像无所谓。
We think everything is okay.
特别是如果这些人是我们所爱的人。
Especially those who we love.
那这样子我们更有可能会松动了对神的坚持。
And we might have our heart might be shaken that we will no longer love God.
我们知道所罗门的一开始的时候他是很爱神的。
We know that at the beginning, King Solomon loved God very much.
但是到年老的时候，他的心便宠爱许多外邦女子。
But when he grow older, he tends to love his concubines.
所以他的心改变，从爱神变成爱很多外邦女子。
So his heart changed from loving God to loving all the concubines.
慢慢的，他对敬拜神的这个信仰呢，就开始。混杂了一些外邦的风俗。
Then gradually, his heart is not pure anymore, but that he has mixed with the traditions of the Gentiles.
最后，他真的就走上拜偶像的路啊，离弃了神。
Eventually, he became an idol worshipper and forsake God.
然后就惹动了神的怒气。
Then he has put God into wrath.
那这个时候，在列王记上的第十一章呢，我们看到从第二十九节看到神兴起一位先知神人，叫做亚西亚。
And we can see that from 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 29, there's a prophet that God has raised up, is Ahijah.
这个亚西亚呢，他得到神的指示，他去专门去找这个耶罗波安这个年轻人。
Ahijah has received the revelations from God to look for King Jeroboam.
他对这个年轻人说神要把国位从所罗门王手中夺回来，赐给他。
He said to the youngster Jeroboam that God will give him kingdom.
要赐给他十个支派的选民的国度，让他坐上王位。
They will give him 10 nations and he will become king.
他是神所拣选的人。
He is the chosen one of God.
那现在借着先知要他能够效法大卫所行的完全遵照神的吩咐来治理神的百姓。
And this prophet wants Jeroboam to follow exactly what David has been doing and follow God.
如果他能够效法大卫，那这样子他的国位也能够一直坚定下去。
If he can follow God, then his kingdom will not be shaken.
所以第三十八节，这是先知对他说的话。
So on verse 38, this is what the prophet told him.
你若听从我一切所吩咐你的，遵行我的道，行我眼中看为正的事，谨守我的律例诫命，像我仆人大卫所行的，我就与你同在。为你立坚固的家，像我为大卫所立的一样，将以色列人赐给你。
So if you heed all that I command you, walk in my ways and do what is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments as my servant David did, and I will be with you and build for you an enduring house as I built for David, and will give Israel to you.
你看，这个时候，当所罗门他远离神之后，他活在罪里面，现在他的国家。开始要走上黑暗的时代了。
Right now, when Solomon has forsaken God, that his nations tends to go to a darker side.
所以，这个就开启了王国分裂的时候。
So now started the kingdoms has starting to separate.
现在真的在所罗门之后，他的儿子罗伯安继承王位以后。
After King Solomon, that his son Jeroboam will inherit his kingdom.
那罗伯安他。继位之后，我们就看到真的照着亚西亚所预言的，国家就分裂了。
And after Jeroboam take the thrones, then we can see anything in the
Rehoboam. Rehoboam, Rehoboam 继位哈 ，Rehoboam.
Rehoboam.
Rehoboam.
Rehoboam. Whatever under Rehoboam will be broken apart.
那现在我们就看到这个先知哈。他所讲的话就真的这样应验出来，国家分成南北两国。
We can see that after this has done so, then it becomes the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
从十一章开始，我们就看到先知的工作就很经常性的出现在圣经里面的。
From chapter 11, we can see the work of the prophet starting to be very active.
到第十三章，我们就看到这个时候是另外一个神人。被神差派来警告耶罗波安。
In chapter 13, we can see another man of God come to Jeroboam and give him advice.
那这个是神的警告。
the warning from God.
也是来预言啊，耶罗波安他改变宗教信仰啊，自己设立的这些祭坛、祭司制度之后，神将来所要做的事。
This is after when Jeroboam has built the altar, and whatever God would do after that.
就是这是一个预言，在差不多300年之后会实现的。
This is like a prophecy that will happen 300 years later.
那这个没有记名字的神人呢，他真的也充满神的能力。
So, this man of God who has not been near any woman before, full of the power of God.
他，你看他在第十三章我们看到，他怎么？他宣告了神的刑罚之后，那个耶罗波安的手就枯干了，因为他想要啊叫人去捉拿这位神人嘛。
And we can see that the man of God, when Jeroboam was go against him, his hand withered.
那他祷告神，那个耶罗波安的手就复原了。
So when the man of God prayed to God, then his hand recovered.
所以看到这个先知充满神的能力，他祷告很有功效。
When we can see the prophet is full of the power of God, when he prays, it's full of power.
因为这位神人是奉神的命被差遣出去的。
Because this man of God is sent by God.
然后，那我们就看到这个先在第三章就看到先知神人跟一位老先知出现啊。
And we can see the man of God and an old prophet that has appeared.
到第十四章，我们也看到了再一次的这个亚西亚这位先知他在预告。接下来他所讲的就是有关于耶罗波安家的审判。
So in chapter 14, we can see Prophet Ahijah prophesies to the king.
他这个时候，因为耶罗波安他所走的路完全跟神要他走的相反。
Because the path of Jeroboam is against God's will.
他不但没有带领百姓走上敬畏神的路，反过来让整个以色列国远离神，让所有百姓的心都偏离了神的真理。
Not only that Jeroboam has not led his chosen people of God to, he has led the people astray.
所以他就借着耶罗波安儿子生病这件事情来预告耶罗波安整个家将来会遭遇的事情。
So through the Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, and has prophesied the message of God to him.
所以在第十四章的第六节特别说，他是奉神的差遣来把。这个神的刑罚宣告给耶罗波安的家人知道，特别是他的妻子。
In chapter 14, verse 6, that the man of God has prophesied to the king that he would receive punishment, especially to the wife of Jeroboam.
所以十四章的第七节
And chapter 14, verse 7,
这是亚西亚特别跟他这个耶罗波安的妻子说：“你回去把这些话转达给你的先生知道。”
He just said to Jeroboam's wife, "Say, go home and tell your husband."
那第七节是说主以色列的神这样说：“我从民中将你高举，立你做我民以色列的君。”
Verse 7 that says, "The Lord God of Israel, because I exalted you from among the people and made you ruler over my people Israel."
第八节是说你不效法我仆人大卫所行的。
Verse 8, you are away from the house of David and not follow what I say.
第九节他说你行恶比那在你以前的更甚。
Verse 9 says you have done more evil than all who were before you.
他说你为自己立别神铸偶像惹我发怒将我丢在背后。
For you have gone and made yourself other gods and molded images to provoke me to anger.
第十节因此我必使灾祸临到耶罗波安的家。将属耶罗波安的男丁，无论是困住的、自由的，都从以色列中剪除，必除尽耶罗波安的家，如人除尽粪土一般。
Verse 10, therefore, behold, I will bring disaster on the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam every male in Israel, bound and free. I will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam, as one takes away refuse until it is all gone.
第十一节。凡属耶罗波安的人死在城中的必被狗吃，死在田野的必被空中的鸟吃。这是主神说的。
11. The dog shall eat whoever belongs to Jeroboam and dies in the city, and the birds of the air shall eat whoever dies in the field, for the Lord has spoken.
你看这一段先知的宣告就预言了耶罗波安的家会有何等悲惨的结局。
All these prophesied from men of God indicate that Jeroboam will have a very bad outcome.
虽然 神人这样子宣告，但是耶罗伯安呢，他完全没有任何悔改或者是改变他的做法的迹象，他还是一样走他的路。
The man of God has already prophesied to Jeroboam, but Jeroboam has not repent to God at all.
到了第十五章，我们就看到先知所预言的真的实现了。
So in verse chapter 15, we have seen the prophecy of the man of God has become true.
当巴沙兴起的时候，他就照着亚西亚所说的，把耶罗伯安家里所有的男丁都把他除尽。
When Baasha has appeared to be the next king, then every male in Jeroboam's household has been cut off.
我们看第十五章的第二十九节。
Let's look at chapter 15, verse 29.
二十九节，巴沙一做王就杀了耶罗伯安的全家，凡有气息的没有留下一个，都灭尽了。正应验主借他仆人示罗人亚西亚所说的话。
When Asa became king, that he killed all the house of Jeroboam, he did not leave Jeroboam anyone that breathed until he had destroyed him, according to the word of the Lord which he had spoken by his servant Ahijah the Shunite.
第三十节说，这是因为耶罗伯安所犯的罪是以色列人陷在罪里，惹动主以色列神的怒气。
Because of verse 30, because of the sins of Jeroboam which he had sinned, by which he had made Israel sin, because of his provocations with which he had provoked the Lord of Israel to anger.
我们就看到神借着神人所讲的话，这些审判嘛，都应验了。
We can see that through the prophet of God, all this prophecy has appeared.
也就是说，是完整的应验，并没有不是部分应验，而是完完整整的照神所说的。
This all has followed exactly what God has prophesied.
那这个应验是几年之后就出现的。
Now, this prophecy happened after a few years.
那等到第十六章
，In chapter 16,
历史继续在前进的时候
，And the historical events continue to progress.
现在换巴沙的家，巴沙这个是以色列的王了。
Now it is the turn of Baasha, and Baasha is a king of Israel.
巴沙做王二十四年
，Baasha has been king for 24 years.
那这二十四年里面，他亲自执行了神对罪恶的审判，他也知道神所要的是什么。
For 24 years, King Baasha knew exactly what the Lord God wanted.
但是第三十四节说，十五章三十四节，他行神眼中看为恶的事，他行耶罗伯安所行的道，使以色列人陷在罪里的那罪。
Chapter 15, verse 34, but he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin by which he had made Israel sin.
这个就其实让我们看到人的软弱。
As we have seen the weakness of man.
除非我们人所造诣的是造诣在自己的身上，或者我们看到别人的事情，通常我们都只是做参考，我们不会真的很在意神要的是什么。
Unless we have experienced it ourselves, but if it happened to some other people, then we will not care about the God's work.
巴沙他继续去行了耶罗伯安所犯的那罪，就是离弃神拜偶像。
Baasha continued to do the wickedness of Jeroboam.
所以他并没有真的去了解神的心意，神到底要人做什么。
King Baasha has not understand what God wants in man.
他仍然看重地上的权力比神的真理更重要。
He looked upon the authority on earth more than the power of God.
这是说明今天我们人心所追求的基本上都是世界上的事情。
That it means whatever man has after in this world are the worldly things.
大部分我们今天所看重的大部分都是世界上的事情。
So whatever we have looked after is the worldly thing.
因为这个权力地位可以有权力呼风唤雨，这个会让人觉得心里面很舒畅。
Because of the power and authority will comfort us in this world.
今天如果我们拥有世上的这些财富，我们在世上过日子，我们会觉得生活过得还不错。
If we have all the possession in this world, we think we live a very good life.
通常我们除非在神面前，或者我们不会去想将来的事。
Unless we are before God, but we will not think about our future.
今天我们通常在这个世界上打拼呢，我们很少有机会同事朋友在一起的时候会讲到说， 将来死了以后要去哪里。
When we strive hard to work in this world, we rarely talk about what will happen to us after we die.
我们总是说我们要怎么样过这个世上过更好的生活。
We'll talk to each other. How are we going to make our life better?
这个朋友在聚集的时候讲到死的事情就不吉利，所以通常人家都不会讲，讲了被人讨厌。
So when you are talking about these things after life, that people will hate you because it's not appropriate.
那所以通常我们一般朋友在聚集都是在看世界上的事情嘛。
So when friends are gathered together, we look only on the worldly thing.
那今天世界上的这些潮流基本上都是让我们的眼光一直盯在这个世界上的追求，就是说要怎么样过好日子，这样怎样健康，我要怎样让我的这个生活水平更提升。
The things in this world that we have looked after make us short-sighted. We'll look only on the things that will make us to live a comfortable life.
所以很自然的我们会忘记神对我们的要求是什么。
And we forgot what God requires of us.
有时候甚至我们已经走在远离神的路上，我们还不会觉得的。
So sometimes we are far away from God, but we will not feel anything.
因为日子一天一天的过去，我们如果生活过得不错的时候，我们通常会就是这样继续做过日子。
Because you live your life as usual, you live a very comfortable life, you continue to live on.
但是就在巴沙他生活过得很不错的时候
，When King Baasha lived a very comfortable life.
其实我们如果看以色列列王的历史，巴沙做王24年，这个算是很长的。
We can see the history of the Israel kings when Baasha has reigned for 24 years, and it's a very long time.
因为他其实也是执行了神要做的工作。
Because he has done what God's require of him.
所以其实神也恩待他。
Because God gave him grace.
让他可以坐在王位上24年了。
Let him to sit on the throne for 24 years.
那可是第十六章我们看到神这个时候在兴起另外一位先知叫做哈拿尼的儿子耶夫。
But then we can see that in chapter 16, God has raised up another king, Hanani, which is the
Ba 他的儿子的Hanani 的儿子耶夫
Baasha son of Hanani, Jehu.
所以耶夫是哈拿尼的儿子。
Jehu is the son of Hanani.
那这个哈拿尼呢？他其实是在亚撒的时代做先知的，这个在历代志下的第16章你们就看到。
Hanani is a king, is in the kingdom of Asa.
所以哈拿尼本身就是先知。
Hanani is the prophet.
那他指责了亚撒的错误，这是在南国犹大所发生的事情。
And he point out the sin of Jehu that happens in
亚撒。Yeah, 他指责犹大王亚撒。
He point out the sin of King Asa, who is in the southern kingdom.
因为亚撒他遇到事情不懂得依靠神，他竟然跟随外邦人的方式呢，去寻求其他国王的帮助，而且他脚上有病，也不懂得要依靠神呢。
So when Asa has encountered difficulty in life, then he didn't know how to rely on God because he has a bad feet and he did not rely on God.
那所以我们就看到先知就一直出现在这个王的周围来指正他们的错误。
We can see that God has raised up many prophets to point out the sin of all kings.
那现在到了巴沙做王的时候，神特别请哈拿尼的儿子耶夫呢到北国来指责这个王。
When Baasha has become king, he asked Jehu, the son of Hanani, to point out the sin of.
他是起来，事实上是责备他的了。
To rebuke him.
是，所以他要很勇敢的去指责王啊。
That he has to be brave enough to.
所以我们看到先知他要有勇气去责备，甚至是君王，他都要敢说出这样的话。
So even though it is a king that Jehu will have to rebuild without fear.
第十六章的第二节是说，我从尘埃中提拔你，立你做我民以色列的君。你竟行耶罗波安所行的道，使我民以色列陷在罪里，惹我发怒。
Verse 20, as much as I lifted you out of the dust of and made you ruler over my people Israel, and you have walked in the way of Jeroboam, and have made my people Israel sin to provoke me to anger with their sin.
第三节，我必除尽你和你的家，使你的家像尼巴的儿子耶罗波安的家一样。
Surely I will take away the posterity, Baasha and a posterity of his house, and I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat.
第四节，凡死巴沙的人，死在城中的必被狗吃，死在田里的必被空中的鸟吃。
And verse 4, the dog shall eat whomever belongs to Baasha and dies in the city, and the birds of the air shall eat whoever dies in the fields.
你看他这里所预告的这个神对巴沙的家的审判，跟神人亚西亚对耶罗波安所讲的是一样的。
And the prophecy against Baasha is the same as the prophecy toward Ahijah.
那所以你看第七节哈，第十六章的第七节
，Chapter 16, verse 7。
神的话临到哈拿尼的儿子先知耶夫，责备巴沙和他的家，因他行神眼中看为恶的一切事，以他所做的惹神发怒，像耶罗波安的家一样，又因他杀了耶罗波安的全家。
Verse 7, and also the word of the Lord came from the prophet Jehu, the son of Hanani, against Baasha and his house, because of all the evil that he did in the sight of the Lord in provoking him to anger, with the work of his hand in being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he killed him.
这 第七节这个地方啊，有时候我们会觉得，怎么会这样子？神不是叫他这样做吗？现在他杀了耶罗波安的家，现在反过来又要处罚他。
So it is kind of strange that God has asked him to do so, but why would he kill the household of Jeroboam, but now God wants to punish him?
其实在这个第七节最后这一句话呢，有另外一个翻译本是说，虽然他杀了约罗伯安的全家。
So in verse 7, there's another translation, though it says he has killed the house of
虽然他已经做了这件事情了。
Even though he has already killed the house of Jeroboam,
也就是说他曾经执行了神要做的工作。
That he has already performed whatever God told him to do so.
但是他被审判的主要原因是因为他行了约罗伯安家的那一个罪，就是他离弃神，不愿意归向神。
But、he received the punishment because he has done the same sin as Jeroboam.
就是以偶像啊来惹神发怒。
That he has worshipped the idol that provoked God to anger.
所以耶夫就预告了巴沙他的家所要遭遇的事情。
So Jehu has already prophesied to him whatever happened in the house of Jeroboam.
我们看先知所讲的话，每一句话都应验的。
So we can see that whatever prophet has prophesied will happen.
到第十六章哈，就是这个以色列国一个很混乱的时代。
So in chapter 16, it is the most chaotic things happening in the kingdom of Israel.
在短暂的这几年里面呢，国家没有平安，没有一个王能够做王做很久。
In these few years in the kingdom of Israel, and there is no peace, and there have been kings for only a few years.
所以巴沙一死了之后呢，他的儿子以拉做王两年之后，就开始国家大乱了。
After Baasha, King Baasha died, Elah has become king for only 2 years, and after they died, then in a chaotic situation.
那我们就看到圣经所讲的话是真的。
We can see that whatever Bible says is true.
如果我们看箴言二十八章
，Let us look at Proverbs chapter 28.
箴言二十八章
，Proverbs chapter 28,
二十八章第二节
，Proverbs chapter 28, verse 2.
箴言二十八章第二节说：“邦国因有罪过，君王就多更换；因有聪明知识的人，国必长存。”
Verse 2, because of the transgressions of a land, many are its princes, but a man of understanding and knowledge, right, will be prolonged.
你看这里就看到一个国家的稳定，它的关键就是王有没有遵守神的命令，有没有真的是正直公义的。
We can see in a peaceful kingdom, we can see whether a king has followed God's commandment and be righteous.
所以这个国里面如果有罪，这个王位就坐不久。
If there's sin in the nations, then you cannot reign on the throne for a long time.
那神最在意的这个罪，其实就是拜偶像、离弃神的这个罪。
So God actually hates the idolatry.And makes people to forsake him.
因为当人崇拜偶像，真的就是把这个创造天地的独一真神打了一个耳光一样，认为他不是真神， 甚至是受造的这些偶像，是不是变成神了？
When people worship idols, you're like slap God in His face, and you no longer worship Him.
所以神圣经里面特别说，这个这样的偶像崇拜会惹动神的怒气。
So it says in the Bible, if you are idol worshipper, then you will provoke God to anger.
所以十六章我们就看到列王纪上十六章我们看到这个以色列国这个国王一直换。
So that we can see in chapter 16, we can see the kings has been changed from different people.
那这个等到这个王换了以后哈
，After a different kings on become
on 我们就看到先知所讲的话就再一次的应验在巴沙的家里了。
We can see the prophecy of the prophet has happened in the house of Baasha.
你看。巴沙的儿子以拉做王的时候，他的一个将军啊，心力就背叛他。
So you can see that when Baasha's sons Ela become kings, then one of his commander actually tried to destroy him.
那结果，你看这个王就被杀了嘛。
And this king Ela was killed.
那第十一节，心力一坐王位就杀了巴沙的全家，连他的亲属朋友也没有留下一个安定。
Was 11 when Zimri became king, and he killed the household of Elah, and has not left anyone.
第十二节，新力这样灭绝巴沙的全家，正如主借先知耶户责备巴沙的话。
So, verse 12, the Zimri destroyed all the house of Baasha according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke against Baasha by Jehu.
十三节，这是因为巴沙和他儿子以拉的一切罪，就是他们使以色列人陷在罪里的那罪。以虚无的神惹主以色列神的怒气。
Verse 13, for all the sins of Baasha and the sins of Elah his son, by which they had sinned and by which they had made Israel sin in provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols.
我们这里看到先知的话再一次的应验在巴沙的家里。
We can see that the prophecy of the man of God has happened in the house of Baasha.
那这个就是我们。看到在这个罪恶的世代里面呢，神怎么样兴起他的仆人呢，来宣告神的审判。
And we can see how God had raised up His servant prophets to give advice to kings.
那这里也看到圣经里面的真实性。
And we can see the truth of the Bible.
因为圣经里面所预言的，在这个时间的考验之下，都一一的应验的。
So whatever the Bible has prophesied has happened.
所以我们看到出于神的话语它有功效是因为它是从神来的一定会应验
So we can see that out of the word of God then it is effective and will happen
所谓的先知一定他讲神的信息而且是预告以后会发生以后会发生的事情
All the prophets who spoke for God will happen in the future
那这个所以这个预言的人本身呢他是一定要是被神差派的
So all theprophets has to be sent by God.
所以通常我们在圣经看到都是神的话临到这个人。
And we can see that usually the word of God will come to this person.
而且他是要奉神的差遣，要神叫他去做。
That he has to be asked by God.
Sent. 要被神送出去的。
And it will be sent by God.
所以你看先知他基本上都是神把他的信息透过他的口来讲出来。
And all this prophet will speak to the mouth of God.
有时候是宣告审判。
Sometimes they will announce some punishment.
有时候就是给予祝福。
Sometimes they will give blessing.
就看听的人他愿意相信还不相信。
So it depends the person who listen to it will believe that or not.
所以我们从列王记上我们一路看下来我们看到这个先知的工作就在印证一件事实。
And we can see the work of the prophet in the first king has indicate something.
凡神所讲的话一定会应验
Whatever God say will happen
愿意相信的人就得福了
Whoever believe will receive blessing
那当然神要用的这个先知一定要经过考验
Whatever sent by God the prophet has to go through trial
而且这个先知一定要是要 有勇气去传达神的话语
And the prophet has to be brave enough to pass the message of God
那这个先知一定是要符合神的要求。
And this man of God has to meet the requirement of God.
那他能够对神真的依靠有信心的。
And this prophet has to rely on God and are faithful.
所以先知在讲神的审判的时候，他一定相信这个事情必然发生，只是时间的问题而已。
So when prophesies give prophecy to others, that they have to believe this is going to happen.
今天我们在读神的话语， 我们有没有这样的信心？
Now today when we read the word of God, do we have this kind of faith?
其实我们看圣经的预言，在旧约圣经里面许多的预言都实现的。
And we can see the prophecies has happened in the Old Testament before.
但是其实圣经里面还有许多的预言是我们现在正在等待即将要发生的。
Actually, there are many prophecies in the Bible, we are waiting for.
我们有没有相信？我们在讲的时候，我们相不相信
？Do we believe it is going to happen?
还是我们还是存着半信半疑的心，想说也许吧
？And do we think this might happen?
特别是有关于这个天地即将要结束
，especially when the prophecy that's related to the end of the world.
特别是有关于主耶稣预告的他要再来。
And when Jesus said that he is going to come again,
主耶稣所应许我们的将来天国的永生
whatever, Jesus has promised us the eternity in the kingdom.
我们这样子在传讲，我们在看圣经的时候，我们是不是真的相信？
When we preach, do we believe?
如果我们没有相信，
if we do not believe,
基本上我们的口所说出来的话可能不是神的，
then whatever we say is not out of the word of God.
很有可能是我们自己的心所讲的自己的话。
That we might rely on our own heart to speak.
那这个时候，我们很有可能会把神的话改变。
This time we may alter the word of God.
因为如果我们自己不相信的时候
，if we did not believe,
我们就会用许多的方式来扭曲它，让它合理化。
We'll use many ways to distort the message of God.
因此，我们看到，这个先知的信息哈，我们要看到。神提醒我们的重点。
When we see, listen to the prophecy of prophet, we have to see the key point that God trying to remind us.
因此，读列王记的时候，除了看到列王的历史，一定要看到先知他相对所讲的话语以及他应验的真实性。
So when we're reading First King, we have to understand the message of the prophet, how it's related to God.
能够从历史学教训人就是智慧人。
So if we can learn from this.Prophets, then this is wisdom.
但是历史往往印证人没有办法从历史得教训。
Apparently, we cannot learn from the history.
可是我们今天是属神的人。
Today we belong to God.
我们有没有办法跳脱这样一个历史的潮流呢
？Can we actually escape from the historical event?
就是说，我们可以真的从历史学到教训啊
？That can we learn any lesson from history?
我们在读旧约历史的时候，一定要抓住重点。
When we are reading the history in the Old Testament, we have to grasp hold on a key point.
不能够把它当作一个故事看一看就算了。
We cannot read it just like a storytelling.
如果我们没有学到重点，有时候我们读圣经很熟，但是我们对神还是没有信心。
If we cannot grasp hold of the key point, then we know the Bible a lot very much, but we cannot understand God's word.
如果我们对神有信心
，If we are faith,
我们的生活一定会跟着改变。
If we have faith to God, then our life will change.
我们如果看到神的严厉性
，If we can see the
神很严厉的，他讲的话一定会实现的。
If we can see how straight God is,
我们绝对不敢在人面前一个样子，在人的后面另外一个样子。
Then we dare not do different things in front before and after man.
也就是说，我们人会很真诚，会很实在。
That will be very sincere and true.
我们不会在教会在神面前戴一个面具，
we'll、
看起来好像很敬虔。
We will not wear a mask in front of men in the church.
但是在社会里面是完全另外一个人。
But then in the society, we are totally different person.
这就是我们今天读圣经的时候，我们会看到神是严厉的。
That's how we see how straight God is when we're reading the Bible.
他对人这个罪一定会刑罚。
Then to the sin of man, God will punish.
但同时，我们看到神应许的福气一定会实现。
Then we can see the blessings of God will be fulfilled as well.
我们读第十六章《列王记》读到十六章的时候，发现哇，国家这么乱，这个神的国度哦，这样子杀来杀去，好像比不信的还糟糕。
And when we're reading chapter 16, we can see the kingdoms are so chaos and they kill each other. It's not like the household of God.
其实他在说明这个罪会带来多么大的混乱。
Actually, it means that it indicates that how the sin will bring people into tribulations.
如果这个国度没有敬拜真神，没有神的祝福，它绝对不会安定。
If this kingdom has not worshipped God, then there will not be peace in the nation.
但是这个最黑暗的时候，我们就看到神，他实际上是很关心他的选民。
And when we can see the chaos in the nation, we can also see how God has showed care.
所以神就兴起了许多他的仆人先知来传讲信息。
That's the reason God has raised up many prophets to give them advice.
从第十七章开始。
From verse chapter 17,
我们就看到以利亚先知的出现。
We can see the appear of Elijah.
从第十七章一直到列王记上的前面几章，都是以利亚先知的事迹。
So from 1 Kings chapter 17 to the first few chapters in 2 Kings all belong to the story of Elijah.
以利亚以及后来接续他的这个以利沙先知，这两位先知，这在列王的历史里面是非常突出的两位。
So Elijah and Elisha are two very famous prophets in the 1st and 2 Kings.
所以接下去列王的历史都离不开以利亚先知他的工作，他的信息。
Thus the history of the 1st and 2 Kings would not go without mentioning Elijah and Elisha.
那其实以利亚先知哦，他在圣经里面你看不到他有关于他的这个背景哦。
Prophet Elijah, you might not be able to see the background in the story of First King.
他一开始出现的时候就非常特别了。
When he first appeared, it is indeed very special.
第十六章的最后
，in chapter 16, last few verses,
就是换成以色列王亚哈掌权做王了。
King Ahab reigns in Israel.
Yahá 做王22年。
Ahab has become king for 22 years.
但是他一样是行神眼中看为恶的事，比他以前的列王更甚。
He has done things that is in the wickedness of God's eye.
第三十节。
In verse 30,
就是比以前的王更坏，离神更远。
Ahab become worse than many other kings before him.
第三十一节，因为他不但犯了耶罗波安所犯的罪，他还以为轻，而且呢又娶了西顿王耶巴利的女儿耶洗别为妻，去侍奉敬拜巴利。
Because in verse 31, it came to pass as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, that he took as wife Jezebel the daughters of Ahab.
三十二节，在撒玛利亚建造巴利的庙，在庙里为巴利筑坛。
Verse 32, then he set up an altar for Baal in the temple of Baal, which he had built in Samaria.
33节，亚哈又做亚瑟拉，他所行的惹神主以色列神的怒气，比他以前的以色列诸王更甚。
Verse 33, and Ahab make a wooden image. Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel who were before him.
你看在亚哈之前，那些像耶罗波安他们这些诸王的罪啊，他们只是把敬拜独一真神这个信仰把它更改了，把神偶像化，像一个金牛犊放在各地方让百姓来拜而已。
Well, before King Ahab, Jeroboam only built a man, the word of God, and built a golden calf in the place where it is not supposed to be.
他们都还没有离谱到在耶路撒冷城去建庙，然后去真的是去供奉这些偶像。
But then those king has not built a temple just for the idols.
但是现在巴亚哈完全变质了。
Ahab is totally different.
这是因为他跟他的婚姻有关系的。
It is related to the marriage that he has.
因为他娶的这个西顿王啊，这个耶巴利，就是他这个是拜巴利的祭司的女儿啊，耶洗别。
He has married the Jezebel, the king of the Sidonians.
那这个耶洗别这个婚姻呢，它不但影响以色列国，甚至到最后也影响了南国。
Well, Jezebel not only affect the northern kingdoms, and she affect the southern kingdom as well.
这个其实就是应该是说以色列诸王当中哦，这个离开神最黑暗的一个时段。
And this is the darkest period in the kingdom of Israel.
因为他是对神完全的否认。
Because he has forsaken and refused God completely.
在这当中，神兴起先知一定跟亚哈警告过的。
Said God had raised up a prophet to warn Ahab before.
显然，以利亚先知啊，在这个时代被神用兴起了。
And obviously, Prophet Elijah has been sent by God.
因为第十七章一开头的时候
，verse 17 at the beginning，
他这里说，基列聚基的提斯比人以利亚对亚哈说：“ 我指着所侍奉永生主以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露不下雨。
Say verse 1, chapter 17, Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead say to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word.
你看这里以利亚突然出现的时候，就去跑去跟亚哈王警告了。
So when prophet Elijah appeared, then he has given warning to the king.
就跟他先说了神要做什么。这是刑罚。
He has already warned the kings of what God is about to do.
这也是神透过先知所给的警告。
And this is the warning of God to prophet Elijah.
我们可以这样推论，在以利亚去跟亚哈宣告这个审判之前，应该曾经跟他讲过话的。
So we can deduce that Elijah has spoken to Ahab before he warned him.
但是显然亚哈拒绝听从先知来的信息。
But Ahab refused to listen to Elijah.
所以这个时候你看一开头的时候，以利亚说这几年我如果不开口讲话，你绝对不会下雨。
So that's the reason why Elijah told Ahab, if I have not been spoken, then there shall not be any dew or no rains.
也就是说其实上是今天有没有下雨要根据以利亚的口所说的话。
Today whether or not it's going to rain, it will follow the instructions from Elijah.
他嘴巴里面所说的话了。
Whatever come from the mouth of Elijah.
那当然以利亚 他所说的话一定跟祷告有关系，所以中文直接把它翻译成我若没有祷告就不会下雨。
So here in Chinese translations, it says that if Elijah has not prayed,
那真的我们就看到这个接下去就真的没有下雨了。
Now we can see that it has not rained.
那神要以利亚去讲这句话之后，
then after God wanted Elijah to say that,
其实以利亚他是普通人呢，我们不要把他当作哇，他是一个很特别的。
Elijah is just a very ordinary person. We shouldn't treat him.
他是被神用的而已。
And he's just sent by God.
他跟我们都一样的性情。
He's like every one of us.
但是我们要想，我们有没有像以利亚这样的对神的信靠？
And we have to think whether we have the faith just like Elijah.
我们有没有像以利亚对神这样的信心？
And do we have relies on God and have the faith just like Elijah?
以利亚是说，我如果不祷告，就不可能会下雨的。
Elijah.Say if I have not prayed, then it will not rain.
雅各书第五章啊。
James chapter 5.
我们看雅各书第五章。
Let us look at James.
他就告诉我们，以利亚他到底是怎样一个人。
We can see what Elijah as a prophet.
以利亚，五章第十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17.
五章十七节，以利亚和我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨。雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。
17. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly, and it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months.
第十八节，他又祷告，这个天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit.
所以以利亚他有没有祷告，有没有跟神求，这是关键。
So this is the key point.Whether Elijah has prayed to God.
以利亚的祷告大有功效。
Elijah's prayer is effective.
但是他其实跟我们是一样性情的，有血有肉的。
But it is like with faith that has a beginning and an ending.
但是为什么他祷告特别有功效？
Why his prayer is more effective than anyone?
我们如果接下去看以利亚他所经历的，
Now we see the experience of
我们就会发现他的能力其实是来自于他的信心。
We might notice that his power come from his faith.
他为什么从他口中所出的话语是带着权柄？
Why would the word of him is filled with authority?
看回来列王记上第十七章。
Let us look at First King chapter 17.
从第二节开始。
Verse 2.
神叫他去躲在约旦河东的基利西旁。
And the Lord tell him to hide away in the east of Jordan.
因为亚哈王肯定要抓他。
Because he knows Ahab is going to catch him.
神要把以利亚藏起来。
God want to hide Elijah.
要等到神的时候到了，才要再让他出来。
When it's God's time, then God will want him to appear again.
所以神叫他跑去躲在约旦河东。
So God want him to hide himself in the east of Jordan.
约旦河东其实比约旦河西更干燥的地方，如果我们看地形的话。
So east of Jordan, River Jordan is actually drier than the west.
通常如果我们知道说会有干旱，我们一定会躲在那个有水的地方，会那个。比较不会干燥的地区吗？
We know if there is a place with famine, then we'll go to a place with water.
但是神现在告诉以利亚，你去躲在东边，更干燥，跟人的想法刚好相反。
But then God wants Elijah to hide in east of Jordan, which might have a famine.
然后跟他说，你在那里喝溪里的水。
Then you just need to drink from the stream of water.
我已经吩咐乌鸦哦。在那里来供养你。
I have already tell a crow to give you food.
神跟以利亚说：“你去，所以去哪里，什么时候去，去的要怎么活，神都跟他讲好的。”
God tells Elijah how where to go and how you will go and what you will do.
那我如果我们对旧约律法比较熟悉的，我们就发现乌鸦是不洁净的鸟。
So we know if we know a lot about Old Testament, we know that crow is an unclean bird.
当时候以利亚就照神所说去，他没有跟神说。派乌鸦为什么不派别的鸟？鸽子也好啊。
Elijah did not rebuke God. Why are you sending the crow? Because it's unclean.
你看今天有些动物，我们本身有在吃的哈。我们如果有吃这种动物了
，And today we have eat.
那比如说我们吃鸡肉，吃牛肉
，Especially when we are eating the chicken.
所以牛肉你在吃牛肉，所以牛肉粪便还可以用很多功能啊，你不会觉得很恶心呢、啊。
That the cow dung, you can actually use it for many functions, but we won't feel that it is unclean.
但是今天有些动物我们不吃，一看就觉得很可怕。
Today there's some kind of animals that when we see it, we
你用乌鸦有时候还想想，你就想一想换一种动物好了。
We find some animals gross to eat, that especially crow.
因为我们对于这个乌鸦不洁净的这个动物，我们可能感受不是很深刻，因为我们没有那个所谓不洁净的动物这个背景嘛。
We don't have any thought about the crow as an unclean bird because we don't have any experience.
你现在想一想，如果是阿依娜，或者是那个狼，
阿依娜。If we think of hyenas and some fox,
它如果咬了那个肉来，然后给你吃，你要不要吃？
If the hyena fox had bite on some meat and give it to you, will you eat it?
它吃剩下的。再拿来放在你面前，你要不要闻一闻
？Then he give you his leftover, and would you want to smell on it?
有些人可能就吐的满地都是了。
Some people would just look at it and
太恶心了
，and throw up.
但是这个就是神当时候对以利亚的吩咐说：“你去，我已经吩咐乌鸦来喂养你了。”
This is what God has commanded. Elijah, just go, and I will send a crow to you.
以利亚就听神的话就去了。
Elijah being submissive and listen to God.
你看他真的就。住在溪旁边喝溪里的水。
And he lived beside the stream of water and drink from it.
然后第六节就说乌鸦早晚哈、哦、都给他叼饼和肉来，他就可以吃了。
They say the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook.
所以早晚哦，乌鸦叼来的饼跟肉都是已经可以吃的，现成可以吃的。
So from the morning and evening, the raven has given him food that can be eaten.
乌鸦并不是叼很多种这个 ingredient 哦，来让他自己去生活，再做他想吃的。
So while the raven did not bring him all the ingredients and tell him to make a food,
叼来就马上可以吃。
So he give it to him, then you can eat it right away.
那叼来的肉，反正乌鸦叼来，他就可以吃，他不用再花时间再去准备。
And whatever the raven has given him, then he can eat it right away.
所以我们看到说，其实神给以利亚的准备，这个恩典很充足。
And we can see that grace has, that God has prepared for Elijah is sufficient.
以利亚他就是有这个信心。
And Elijah has this faith.
他知道神叫他去的，他就去了。
And he knows that God asked him to do, and he did.
神给他什么，他就吃什么。
Whatever God gave him to eat,
他并不会担心。
He will eat. He will not.
眼看着这个水越来越少了。
He will not be worried about anything that he will see. Oh, the brook has less and less water.
然后接下来神就叫他去，好，你现在去撒勒法寡妇的家里去。
And you should go to the widow's house.
下一个阶段，神叫他去另外一个地方呢。
Then the next, then God asked him to go.
神都已经跟他说，你去哪里，那里会有谁会来供养你。
So wherever you go, someone will feed you.
这都是要凭信心去做的。
And this is all based on.
我们看到以利亚就真的照着神的吩咐这样子去，一点没有疑惑。
And we can see that Elijah does did whatever God command.
那他也真的，你看，在每一个训练当中，他都真的都完全的神对他的要求。
And we can see that Elijah has fulfilled all the requirements of God.
我们看到先知的信心。
And we can see the faith of a prophet.
看到先知的忠心。
We can see the loyalty of a prophet.
看到先知的圣洁。
We can see the cleanliness of Elijah.
难怪我们就看到最后神的能力就在他身上显现。
And eventually we can see the power of God being fulfilled.
所以神借着先知口所说的话都是真的。
So through the mouth of Elijah, we know whatever he has spoken is the truth of God's word.
愿意相信的人就得到福气。
Whoever believes will receive the blessing.
今天我们看到这样的一些记录，我们相不相信神圣经里面所讲的话呢？
Today we have seen all this recording. Do we believe whatever it says on the Bible?
看彼得后书第一章。
Let us look at 2 Peter.
彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter chapter 1,
第一章第二十第十九节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 19,
十九节，我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处。你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候，这才是好的。
So, 19, and so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning stars rises in your heart.
第二十节，第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言没有可随私意解说的。
Verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation.
二十一节，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
21. For a prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
这里特别提到这个圣经里面的预言的问题。
He says about the Holy Spirit and prophecy.
一个真的先知，他一定是对神的信心非常充足。
So a prophet who is full of faith will believe everything that God has spoken.
他讲出来的就是真理。
Whatever he says is true.
相信人就得福。
Whoever believes will receive the blessing.
我们就看到神的作为显明。
Then we can see the work, the will, the work of God.
但同时，这个世界上有很多假先知。
At the same time, we can see many false prophets in this world.
他所讲的话就是异端。
Whatever he says is cult.
我们要能够分辨。
Then we should be able to discern.
因为第二章的第一节说。
Chapter 2, verse 1, it says,
从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师父，私自引进陷害人的异端，连买他们的主，他们也不承认，自取速速的灭亡。
Chapter 2, verse 1, but there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, and will secretly bring in destruction heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction.
第二节，将有许多人随从他们的邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。
Verse 2, and many will follow their destructive way, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed.
今天我们读圣经，我们领受圣灵。
Today we read the Bible and receive the Holy Spirit.
我们知道神的心意。
We know God's will.
基本上我们都是被神所差的去传讲真道的。
We are sent by God to preach His word.
让我们都能够对神充满信心。
And we should be filled with faith to God.
能够保守在神面前的圣洁公义。
That we keep ourselves pure and righteous in front before God.
让神借着我们的口所说的话都能够应验实现。
And through the word, through our mouth, we speak the word of God.
让我们的行为在人面前能够成为像盐像光一样为耶稣做见证。
That our behavior before men will be like the light of God and prophecy will be fulfilled.
因为我们知道我们所信的是谁。
Because we know whom we have believed.
我们所相信的真理是什么。
That we know what we have believed in the truth.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May God guide us.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
136首。
136I know.
great, to me he has made known. Nor wine unworthy cries ye not, redeem me for his own. But I know, Lord, I am believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against the day. I know not how this saving faith to me he did impart, nor how believing in his word brought peace within heart. But I know, Lord, I have believed and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against the day. I know not how the men of sin, revealing Jesus through the word, creating faith in him. But I know, Lord, I have believed it, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against the day. I know now when my Lord may come at night or noonday fair, nor if I walk the veil with him or meet him in the air. But I know and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against the day.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
求主为主来带领祝福我们教会的各项圣工。
May God continue to guide us for the holy work in the church.
从星期天晚上开始，高中班的学生灵，学训班呢，在我们这里举开。
Starting Sunday, we have the RHTS.
所以许多的教会的圣工呢，需要我们弟兄姐妹的支援。
That we need many helps for the holy work.
希望我们都能够凭着信心，一起来服侍。
That we can serve God with faith.
有许多人需要接送，许多炊事的工作。 各项总务的工作，我们都需要弟兄姐妹来参与。
There are many transportations and cooking work and many holy works that we all need to participate.
但是看起来我们还有很多需要准备的，我们还没有尽心尽力来服侍神的。
It looks like we have a lot of prepare for that we should use our heart to do it.
期待我们弟兄姐妹能够借着读圣经，能够得到真正的信心。
Then my brother and sister continue to read the Bible that to receive the true faith.
有时候我们考虑太多，我们就踏不出去服事的这个脚。
Sometimes we have considered so much that we cannot walk a first step to serve.
其实，我们如果真的为神所做的，我们绝对不会吃亏的。
And whatever we do for God, we will not be lacked of.
今天如果教会许多的工作，我们一直宣布，但是都没有人愿意参与的时候。
As we announce many holy work, but no one participate in the holy work.
在说明我们的信心实际上在退步。
That our faith will not improve.
因为我们事实上顾虑，我们以为神，我们如果这样做，我们会有什么损失？
As we have considered so much that we think we might lose many things for doing holy work.
但是从圣经，从历史上看来。
But from the history in the Bible,
凡爱神的，没有一个吃亏的。
Whoever loves God will not be lacked of anything.
你都能够生出这样的信心来。
May we have this faith.
在教会的每一项圣工里面都用心的来参与。
that we are able to use our heart to participate in the many holy works in the church.
得到神满满的祝福。
That we will receive the blessing of God abundantly.
因为神啊，他所说的话都会应验。
Because whatever God says will be fulfilled.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告 In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣 Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah,